from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Throughout the week, we've been going through what Pro Football Focus has said about some different position groups for the Chiefs, right? Wide receivers and running backs. And this one's the most puzzling. I'll be honest. We were taking a look. You know, one thing on wide receiver room was ranked 16th heading into the season. Okay, we talked that one out. The defensive line was the next group that was up, and they ranked them the 14th best defensive line in football heading into the season.
Offended by that number.
Chris Jones alone, right?
The single best interior defensive lineman?
Yeah, the best defensive line. Interior for sure, one of the best defensive linemen, period. In all of football, a guy that's on a path to be a Hall of Famer, right then and there automatically means you can't be outside the top 10, as far as I'm concerned. Then you couple in what they got from George Karlaftis, a double-digit sack guy a season ago. They bring back multiple interior pieces, right? And Warden and Pinnell and Dana, who was, what, a six and a half guy,
yeah,
a sack guy last year. Like, I don't make any sense. I know Minnehue's going to miss time. He missed time last year. This time is for an injury. I don't know how they're 14th. It really honestly doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No, it doesn't. And I'm, honest to God, kind of offended by it. The rest of these goals, we've mostly just ignored. I'd be like, yeah, 15th for running back, that seems fine. 16th for wide receiver, sure, that seems on bar. They have one of the four most dominant defensive linemen in the NFL on their team. And I think maybe this is part of the problem. The way they describe George Karlaftis is if he's just a dude. And they don't put him in the camp of some of these other, I think, edge rushers that they probably should. There were only 20 players in the NFL last year with double-digit sacks. 22, actually, but 20 of 10 and a half or more. That's it, man. Aiden Hutchinson, largely considered one of the best pass rushers in the entire NFL, had 11 and a half. Kayvon Thibodeau, 11 and a half. Like, really good players. Players you talk about as being dominant players had around that number. They don't give George Karlaftis enough credit, and they're just forgetting about the fact that this exact unit, which, by the way, is getting ready to be together for the third consecutive year, has finished second and second in sacks in the NFL for two consecutive years. How is that the 15th best unit? How? They get sacks. And I know you'd be like, well, they get some of them through the secondary. I don't care. They get sacks because the defensive line gets pressure.
So they're 14th on this, and here the team's in front of them. The Cincinnati's defensive line is listed at 13th. They lost, you know, DJ Reader. Now they added Sheldon Rankins. They also drafted a rookie. Trey Hendrickson is still there. Baltimore's 12th. I'm actually surprised. I'll be honest, Baltimore shouldn't be 12th either. They should be a little bit higher. What they had from Matabuke and that defensive front, like, I'm actually just surprised with a lot of teams, the way this is shaken out from the defensive line unit heading into the season. You know, I like the Texans' defensive line. They go out, and not only do they now have a second year Will Anderson Jr., but they go and get Danielle Hunter. I got no problem with Tennessee being 10th, Houston being 10th. I think the Texans should be higher than 10th as well. So I just don't agree with really much on this particular list as well. But Kansas City should have been top 10 on the defensive line. Other issues, sure. But defensive line, when you have Chris Jones in that group, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. You know, I didn't expect them to be top three. I have no problem seeing the Niners 2 and the Eagles 3.
They deserve to be in the top 5. They were a more productive defensive line unit than the Eagles last year with the same players. They were not as productive 2 years ago. They finished second to them. Oh no, the travesty. They have been as productive as what they're saying is the number 2 team. You're telling me there's a difference between 2 and 15? That's where my hang up is. It's not that I'm not saying they need to be number one. That's probably the 49ers. Let's not kid ourselves. It's fine. But that number is offensive. They are not league average. And maybe that's why maybe this is how they end up, you know, further down the list than on the other side. It's just kind of a joke. Like, I just don't understand that number or why anybody with that number is doing it that way. It's just kind of offensive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.